Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for listening to Light for Living on the very first Sunday of the year 2022. And I am grateful to be able to speak with you, just the opportunity. I'm grateful that you've allowed us your time. And I know that there's many things that are going on for most of you on a Sunday morning around this time, but you've chosen to listen. And I don't take that for granted. Many of you have done it for the past number of years. I certainly appreciate it. And I pray that we all can start out the brand new year serving the Lord and determined to do more for His cause than ever before. Now, as you're speaking, or as I'm speaking to you, I should say, I trust that you are getting ready to go out to that good local church home. Many of you are doing just that. For those of you that have not yet made that decision, please, you've still got some time. Get yourself together, get your family ready, and make your way out to the True Light Baptist Church. Be our honored guest on this first Sunday. Start the new year outright. And we're located 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia, coming from Highway 58. Just take 501 South. That's right between the Sheets and the Hardys. And go about 7.5 miles. You're going to see the church on the left. Cannot miss it. Impossible to do so. And if you're coming across the state line from North Carolina, just look for us on the right, maybe about 4.5 miles. And so either direction that you're coming, any direction, really you're not going to have any trouble whatsoever finding the church. And beginning this morning, we start back Sunday school. That's at 10 o'clock. And our morning worship preaching hour is at 11. And Lord willing, we'll be back this evening at 6 p.m. Love to see you in all of these services. And then our midweek service, of course, is at 7 p.m. That's Wednesday evenings. We're studying verse by verse through the book of Romans, and we'd love for you to be a part of that very important time of Bible study. So come out. I promise you a very warm welcome will await you, and I'll look forward to having the opportunity to seeing you face-to-face and meeting you. All right, we want to go into the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 4. And I want to read the first couple of verses, for many of you will be very familiar, but just give you a little challenge in the next few weeks as we start out this brand new year. And it is amazing how we have went through another very challenging year, and things that we have not really navigated before in our lifetimes. And it's been a very challenging past couple of years for many, if not all. But I'm glad still yet that God is on the throne, and God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And we have to believe God for that, and then we have to live in that manner. And so just want to be an encouragement, a word of exhortation, if you will. And you'll find it right here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, first two verses. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. There's much we could draw out of these first few verses. One thing I want to make note of is if you look at verse number 1, we see emphatically that Jesus Christ is indeed coming again, and he is going to come first for his bride. Then he's coming back with his bride, and he's going to come to judge this world in righteousness. And I'm glad that I'm on his side, and I trust that you are as well. And the only way you can do so is by faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've not trusted Christ today, today must be, ought to be the day of your salvation. Now, we look at verse number 2, and we see some words from Paul, and he says to preach the word. That's not optional. That was a directive. And he said, be instant in season and out of season. Then he said, reprove, rebuke. But then he said, exhort. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, that word exhort means to invite or to appeal to action earnestly. Now, underscore that in your mind, the word earnestly. And so on this first Sunday of the year 2022, I just desire to give you a simple challenge in this week and the few weeks to follow for your continued action to serve the Lord, unlike you ever have in your lifetime. May I say on that note this morning, I first desire, I exhort you to go. Two simple letters, the letters G-O, go, we're speaking about forward motion. It means to move from one place to another. It means to travel. How many of you have probably been stuck in some kind of a rut in this past year, if not the past few years? I'm not just talking about emotional rut. I'm talking about spiritually. You've just been stuck in a rut. And some of you are listening, and if you're honest, you'll realize that these past couple years, spiritually, have proven that you're not where you need to be in your walk with the Lord. And so I encourage you to bury that and go forward, move forward for the glory of God. May I say, first of all, you need to make sure that you go, G-O, to the meeting place. You hear me say it every Sunday morning about being faithful to the house of God. I cannot exhort you great enough how important the local church really is. I encourage you, I exhort you to go to the scheduled meetings. I'm speaking about this thing called commitment. You know, really think about it. There's many things that are important to you that you mark on your calendars that you wouldn't dare miss. But many of you are listening to this preacher this morning that it really doesn't bother you when you miss a church service. And we're not talking about when someone is physically impaired. We know that sickness is a reality. And myself, I've dealt with that the last week or so. We've had others. You have as well. We're not speaking about that. We're speaking about when you have the full opportunity to go to the house of God, but yet you're just very haphazard about it. You know, you think, oh, well, I go maybe once a week. That's plenty. But you wouldn't dare miss other things. Ladies and gentlemen, understand this. You will not miss that which is important to you. Now, the Bible has this to say in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 25. You're going to probably know it as soon as I quote it, but listen closely. Not forsaking. That word forsaken means to leave behind, to desert. So the writer is saying, don't desert the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Well, do we indeed believe that Jesus is coming? Well, you say, well, sure I do. Well, what should we be doing? We should be assembling. While we're assembling, we should be exhorting one another. We should be provoking one another to good works. Not less, but the Bible says, so much the more. Dr. R.G. Lee, who is now in heaven, he stated that your absence from church is a vote to close its doors. Now let that sink in. Your absence. It is important that you are there. It's important for the sake of that local church, but it's important for your own sake, and certainly it is a testimony, ladies and gentlemen, for Christ's sake. You see, people do watch us, and they do see what is really important to us. Now, if you'll never miss a soccer practice, you'll never miss this, you'll never miss that, but the world sees how you will miss, without a blink of an eye, the local church functions and the local church meetings, the revived meetings, and so forth. You have spoken great volumes to the lost world as to what is most important to you. So go to the scheduled meetings. Go with sincere expectation. In other words, get a little excited about it. The psalmist said in Psalm 122 in verse number 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now I know at that time he was speaking about the temple in the Old Testament. But we do not have a temple per se. We are, as God's children, the temple of the Holy Ghost. But God has appointed that local church, that local assembly for us to go. And surely we ought to go excited about what God is going to do, not drudging the fact that we think we have to go. Oh, what a terrible, terrible thing that you're projecting the fact that you are dreading going. The most precious place you could possibly think about being is at local church. So church, ladies and gentlemen, go to the meeting place. Go to its scheduled meetings. Go with sincere expectation. And go when Satan is absolutely attacking. In other words, Satan's going to give you 400 million excuses why not to go. Now again, we're not speaking about legitimate sickness. We're talking about when you're able to go. Satan's going to give you about all conceivable ways in which you shouldn't go. But I want to share this. I was reading an illustration, and it was in the article entitled, What Good is a Tree? It says in Reader's Digest, explained that when the roots of a tree, when they touch, it said there's a substance present that reduces competition. In fact, this unknown fungus helps to link the roots of different trees together, even if they're of dissimilar species. Literally, an entire forest can be linked together. Now, according to this article and this study, if one of the trees has water, maybe another tree has access to nutrients. Maybe that third tree has access to sunlight. It is said that the trees have the means, by linking together and that fungus linking them together, that they have the ability to share these resources with one another. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about this on this very first Sunday, 2022. Just like trees in a forest, believers, those saved by the grace of God in the local church, need one another. They need the support of one another, and it is available. Now, again, I ask you on this Sunday morning, where are you in your spiritual walk? Are you more faithful to the Lord? Can I ask you, has the pandemic, has it messed with you and given you another reason not to be faithful? And just check yourself. Are you more joyous in the Lord? Is God using you now like He had been? Do you have that fire within you like you once did? You say no. Well, the Satan has really sold you a bill of goods. It's time to understand what he's done, get it right with God, and determine to go forward on this first day in the house of God of the new year to be found faithful. And not just to be there in presence, but be there looking for God's power, looking for God to speak to you, looking for God to restore unto you the joy of your salvation. Determined to dive in. That local church needs you more now than ever. And you determined to go in to be a help, to be a blessing, not to be a burden, to seek to be used of God mightily. And if you'll do so, God will bless you. And why don't you be part of that link of those trees to share and to support and to help one another? I don't know about you, but I desperately need the Lord, and I certainly need His local church. I need the brethren, male and female, children of God, there at that local church, and you do too. So why not get ready, go out this morning, go out with the best attitude you've had in a long time, and see what God does in that local church home. If you don't have one, come and see us this morning at True Light. I will look forward to it and pray that God gives you a great first Sunday of 2022. May the Lord bless.